USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the Justice Department is involved in a criminal investigation into how the Russia election interference probe began in 2016.
Investigate the investigators.
The president also insists Robert Mueller's investigation was a hoax and that deep state officials wanted to prevent his election. The wildfires in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, continue to burn. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the tens of thousands of residents that were ordered from their homes just have to be patient.
We still have only 5% containment. We still have residents that are evacuated, and we're asking for patience.
At least six homes have been destroyed by the blaze. In Sonoma County, just north of San Francisco, a 34-square-mile fire has destroyed some 49 homes and other structures. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
NBC is saying any former employee who signed a non-disclosure agreement can now speak about it if they were a victim of sexual misconduct while working at the company. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow made the announcement.
Any former NBC News employee who believes that they cannot disclose their experience with sexual harassment as a result of a confidentiality or non-disparagement provision in their separation agreement should contact NBC Universal, and we will release them from that perceived obligation.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey says he understands the growing frustration among parents as the city's teacher strikes drags on.
People are beginning to say, this is frustrating, you know, why can't we land this? And that's obviously a question that FENCON's thinking about and the mayor should be thinking about as well.
City and union officials are now inching toward a deal after more than a week of striking. More talks are scheduled today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The life of a legendary Maryland congressman was celebrated on Friday morning. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
At a Baltimore church this morning.
Let us acknowledge that God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah E. Cummings.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi eulogizing the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at 68.
Master of the House, may he rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Thank you, Arthur.
Also speaking at the funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.